to deal with gulls and other pest birds so far this year compared to the same period last year. That's according to Rentokil, the Irish pest control provider. Richard Faulkner is Advanced Technical Field Consultant for Rentokil. He joins us now. Richard, that's a pretty huge increase in calls. Are we being terrorised by pest gulls?
It's gulls and other pest birds, but yeah, in general, what's happened, again, we can put this down to environmental factors and lockdown. So food sort of becomes scarcer and our wildlife moves more in and around and ends up sort of interacting with us more than it would. So it's mainly for environmental factors, but yeah, we are getting a lot more calls for gulls and other pest birds.
Yeah, I've noticed myself with the brighter mornings cycling in, there's seagulls everywhere and they're bloody aggressive.
Yeah, again, because what happens with them at this time of year, so it's traditionally the end of April, but I'm noticing everything slightly a couple of weeks earlier, especially bird cycles. So they're now in nesting mode. Some of them will even have young on the nest at this point. So when they have young and eggs, they become very territorial, very, very aggressive with each other and with anything that they seem as a threat as well.
Including humans?
Including humans, yeah, they can do. They can be quite aggressive because they're expecting us to feed them, because people get in the pattern. If you throw stuff up for a seagull, they're quite acrobatic and they catch it, and then it's in their head that you're going to feed them. And then when you're not and they see food, they're going to try and get the food because they want to feed their young.
Apart from them being a pest and aggressive, are there health issues in relation to seagulls as well?
Yeah, they can be. There are obviously health issues with them because they can spread a load of different pathogens, things like Salmonella, Campylobacter, from that point. And it's the aggressive and mobbing, especially if you're unfortunate enough to be doing maintenance on a large flat roof block in Dublin and there's seagulls nesting there, they will mob you and they will attack you, which could cause an accident.
So what's the advice to people? I've seen people, for example, out in Holtz feeding seagulls.
Yeah. They're brilliantly acrobatic when it's done. And it's that thing, isn't it? You shouldn't really be feeding wild animals. Firstly, because a lot of the food that you're throwing them probably isn't suitable for them. And secondly, it encourages their behaviour. And it's our behaviour that influences their behaviour. So they then expect people to feed them all the time. So if you're innocently walking along with your sandwich or your chips, they're going to try and mob you to get it.
So be careful if you're eating outside.
Yeah, exactly. It's like anything. Like, enjoy looking at the wildlife, try not to feed it.
Okay, good advice. Richard Faulkner, Advanced Field, Technical Field Consultant for Rentokil. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.